We rely on creative industry professionals every day. Whether they are writing our news bulletins, creating beautiful art, or entertainment that sparks joy, practical experience for someone seeking to enter the creative industries is key for developing a broader range of skills that also provide room for specialization. Not many experiences, however, provide as extensive training as a community radio station, where many creatives seek to cut their teeth. University of Adelaide alternative media researcher and community radio specialist, Dr. Charlotte Bedford, has been involved in the sector as a researcher and practitioner for over 30 years. In her most recent co-authored study, Community Media Destinations, Spotlight on Creative Industries, subjects described how their prior experience in community radio became crucial towards starting a successful career.
Everybody that we spoke to recognised the rich and varied contribution that their experiences with community radio initially had made to their career trajectory. They described it as their stepping stone into their careers and employment that would not have happened without community radio.
So I owe my whole career in journalism to 4ZZZ. I was given the opportunity immediately, an hour after I walked in the door, to start presenting or reading the Zlines, so the news headlines that I'd written myself. I had no idea what I was doing. I was right in the deep end. I was terrified, but I learned so fast.
That's Brisbane community radio station 4ZZZ manager Stephen Stockwell, who we'll hear more about shortly. Providing accessible and localised information that other larger outlets cannot has for generations placed community radio stations at the heart of towns across Australia. People with a variety of experience are able to volunteer their time, and community radio has garnered a reputation for providing training to young professionals. While these tangible skills are invaluable, Dr. Bedford identified another key lesson learned by community radio station volunteers.
But what was really beautiful for me was really hearing those stories of the social responsibilities and how their involvement in community broadcasting had really deepened those social values and carried them through the other projects that they had gone on to develop as creative industries practitioners.
Instilling these values within volunteers early on creates storytellers guided by empathy and community sustainability. Working on the grassroots level with diverse audiences teaches aspiring communicators how to make more authentic connections.
I think one of the things that has set me up from community radio is that I was taught values quite early on, and you're in a very accountable journalism position from basically the beginning of your career. So you're constantly talking to the people who the story's about. You're very accountable to them about how that story is told and their response and their feeling about it. So you need to do a good job. You also need to be presenting fair and balanced journalism, and it teaches you kind of the values of the people around you as well. So community radio is very diverse, and I developed an understanding of the diversity of communities, the issue that marginalized groups face, and the importance of giving them a voice, which really informed and drove my passion for journalism, I think, as well. What that has meant is that instead of me going into a newsroom straight out of uni and not understanding the kind of humans at the other end of the microphone or the other end of the phone when I was doing stories, I really knew what a story was about and what was important to people.
Stephen, after a career involving stints at respected outlets, including Radio National and ABC Hack, has come full circle, returning once again to 4ZZZ in a managerial role. He's excited to help secure the role of community radio in Australia and wants to give back to the station that has made him the journalist he is.
Community radio in 10 years is going to be really different from what it was 10 years ago, what it was 30 years ago. I'm quietly hopeful that community radio will kind of come back a bit. I'm actually really worried about journalism if those opportunities go away, because I don't think that the mainstream media are giving young reporters and young presenters and young producers opportunities to develop in a way that teaches them how to care.
This was a pilot study to get some broad themes and guide our next stage in the research. And so over the next 12 months, we've committed to exploring the impact of formal training in community media. So we'll be able to get more of a picture of what the progression is from formal community media training, how that contributes to media careers.
Dr. Bedford's remarks indicate a growing desire to grasp the impact of community radio on not only the communities they report for. The talented creatives who walk into their local radio station for the first time are beginning a critical journey, but not just to become any standard reporter. Instead, volunteers in community radio become a compassionate, community-minded professional.
Community radio is just such a hugely important part of our media landscape and is a really underappreciated glue that stitches our communities together. I hope it survives, and I hope people continue to have the opportunities that I've had to learn how to tell stories and represent those communities.